Virginia Gale's portfolio for Wednesday, October 26, will continue after the latest headline news on WGN Radio Chicago.
Gigi, winner of 9 Academy Awards, including Best Picture of the Year. Leslie Caron, Maurice Chevalier, Louis Jordan, Hermione Gingold, Jacques Bergerac, and Ava Gabor in Lerner and Lowe's magical musical, Gigi, an MGM re-release in CinemaScope and Metricolor.
Gigi now playing Loop Theater. The time in Chicago, 1:30. Cartan makes Hawaiian vacations more fun. WGN News is on the air, and here are the late news headlines. The Navy Department is still withholding the names of the 43 men killed today during an accidental fire aboard the aircraft carrier Arensky. The disastrous blaze, apparently caused by flares, swept through 5 decks of the giant ship as she patrolled the waters of North Vietnam's Gulf of Tonkin. At least 16 other crewmen were seriously injured. President Johnson has returned to the Philippines after his short and unscheduled visit today to South Vietnam. While at the Cam Ranh Bay military installation, Mr. Johnson talked with fighting men and awarded the Distinguished Service Cross to American Commander William Westmoreland. NATO has decided to move its political headquarters from Paris to Brussels in compliance with orders from French President Charles de Gaulle. Bethlehem Steel reports record third quarter earnings this year in contrast with the marked decline at U.S. Steel. American technicians have successfully ignited a hydrogen-powered engine in space, marking another first for the United States. And the Senate Ethics Committee says it plans an inquiry next year into the financial affairs of Senator Thomas Dodd, including charges he pocketed campaign funds. Chicago's weather in just a moment.
Open it. Close it. Salami keeps fresh. Open it. Close it. Bologna keeps fresh.
Oscar Mayer's new Serve and Seal Pack keeps cold cuts fresh, even after you open it.
Open it, close it, cold cuts keep fresh.
No more dried out cold cuts.
Open it, close it, cold cuts keep fresh.
Oscar Mayer's new Serve and Seal Pack keeps cold cuts fresh, even after you open it.
Chicago's weather, sunny this afternoon with a high in the lower 60s, fair tonight with a low in the 30s, fair tomorrow, high in the upper 60s. On Friday, it'll be fair and mild. Right now, it's officially 58 degrees at Chicago's Midway Airport. These have been the late news headlines. Next news at 2 o'clock on WGN Radio Chicago. And once again, here's Virginia.
Thank you, Cliff Mercer. We're having a very interesting interview today with Irene and Harvey Schmidt concerning their lives as nudists. And when I stop to think about it right now, we haven't had any time for music yet. And that's part of our beat. So let's have some music after this news from the First National Bank, the Rosie Singers, and the theme from A Summer Place.
First card, all around our town. You buy things you want and you just charge them, you put no money down.
It's the nicest idea since money. First Card is the first charge card that lets you cash paychecks and personal checks free at any jewel store.
First Card, all around our town.
It's the nicest idea since money.
Yeah.
I wonder how many of you have gotten acquainted with the secret of Instant Fells. Of course, we don't like it to be a secret. We want everybody to know that Instant Fells is both a heavy-duty laundry soap and a fabric softener. The fabric softener is built in. So here you have a product ready to go to work for you in the laundry and do two jobs at once. This is a job that's necessary, this business of having a fabric softener, because modern detergents have a way of leaving the clothes stiff and scratchy, and you need this fabric softener to make the clothes easier to wear. And, of course, there's no reason why they shouldn't be easy to wear. Not if you have a product like Instant Fells. They can do two jobs at once. Of course, right off the bat, you know you're not buying two products, so you're going to save money. And you save time because you don't have to worry about when to time in the fabric softener as an added product into the laundry. Unless you've discovered Instant Fells, the heavy-duty laundry soap with a built-in fabric softener, perhaps you don't get around to using that fabric softener at all. So here's a way to do two steps in one product. Save money, save time. Try Instant Fells very soon. And I think once you try it, you may never use detergents and fabric softeners separately again. Mr. Schmidt, I'd like to draw a comparison, if you don't mind, about our building and handling of nudist camps as compared to the old camps that were long established in Europe. Are we doing it by the same pattern?
Well, there's a little humorous aspect to the European camps as opposed to the American camps. You see, in Europe, they really went in for the old health aspect to the nth degree. For example, they didn't allow smoking and they didn't allow drinking coffee. But take in Germany with their meals, they all drink beer. And in France, they all drink wine. Here, we don't allow drinking of any alcoholic beverages, but we drink coffee by the gallons and we smoke cigarettes and cigars all over the place. In Europe, people drink with their meals, and alcohol is a beneficial beverage when taken in a proper amount. But Americans always do seem to do things to excess. When Americans drink, they have to get drunk. They're never satisfied with a couple of glasses of wine with their supper. They have to drink and drink, and when people drink too much, well, they don't always act so nice. Some people become depressive. Some people become belligerent. And still others think they're great Romeos. Mm-hmm. And none of these would be conducive in our society.
Mm-hmm.
So better we don't drink and alcohol and just drink coffee.
I was interested in hearing about you and knowing that you're the first nudist camp to advertise?
Well, I wouldn't say that because I'm not sure, but I do know that we're the first in the Chicago area to advertise in Chicago area newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
We've been advertising for 2 years now in the Lerner papers and in the Gary paper, which goes from Hammond, perhaps, all the way to Fort Wayne.
Mm-hmm. In the old days, it used to be by word of mouth you would find out about a nudist camp. And then there'd have to be a private little sales talk going on for friends to bring friends in to a membership. And it was kind of a secret affair. Isn't this a big step to come out and just advertise?
Oh, yes, and you'd be surprised how many people are interested. I spend evening after evening answering the hundreds and hundreds of inquiries that we get. And I would say that as time has passed, more and more people are becoming more sensible, more open-minded, and the more people are enjoying life, at least part of it, without clothing. A good percentage of people are nude at home. And unless you would read the letters that I get, you'd never believe how many people are what we call jaybirds, that women doing their housework in the nude, and husbands who come home from work and take their clothes off for relaxation after work in the nude at home. And when they find that there are people who are nude together, they write to us and come out and join with us. Now, there's a basic reason for that. After all, people enjoy associating with others who are of like mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, people who are politically minded join political organizations. People who are interested in charities join various charitable organizations, or those who like to play cards join bridge clubs or poker clubs. Our people enjoy being without clothing when it's in the proper place at the proper time, and they join our nudist camp.
Now, this isn't all for the sake of health, is it, Irene? It used to be that they talked about the sunshine. They've gotten down to bikinis now that I'm pretty sure they could get as much sunshine in the bikinis as they would in the nude. Is there a philosophy about being nude?
Yes. I mean,
something that happens to the person?
That's right.
It
seems like sometimes when you're out there and you take your clothes off, you take your worries off at the same time with them. In other words, you forget everything, you forget all your problems, and therefore you gain a certain peace of mind. And that, as I told you before, a person with a peaceful mind will have a healthy body, and therefore you will find that most nudists are healthier than the average person.
When they drop their inhibitions about clothing, they have a more...
Well, they forget their problems. Nudism helps them forget their everyday problems. Then they're able to go back to their problems and solve them.
Well, how does it help them to forget it?
Because it's completely taken out. They think of something entirely different.
Uh-huh.
You're away from your environment of doing the same thing over and over again.
Uh-huh.
They go out there and they're in a completely different environment.
Uh-huh.
And they come back to their jobs with a new outlook.
Uh-huh. You said, we were talking ahead of time, trying to see if there isn't quite a strong feeling, a change in personality that happens in joining a nudist camp. And you said when they leave their cars at the gate, they no longer can be judged by income.
That's right.
They are strictly themselves for what they are. And they judge each other and accept each other for what each
is.
In
other words, there's no pretense.
There's no pretense.
See, you get to know the person themselves. Not the money that they have or the knowledge. You get to know, and usually as a rule, a nudist person is a very fine person. They're kinder. They're much more friendlier than the average people would be.
Uh-huh. What about the morals in your society?
Well,
I would say that our morals are perhaps higher than the morals you would find in any group of equal proportions that you would find anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so many people seem to have an idea that nudity has some relation to, you might say, sex or deviations in an improperness. And perhaps because of this, to show that we are not improper or immoral, our morals are perhaps we have been told that the pendulum has swung back perhaps too far because we're maybe too moral.
Mm-hmm. A scene in the camp, at the swimming pool, this would be where there would be nudism.
Definitely, always.
Oh, and the beach is covered with children and families.
Yes.
Mothers and fathers hardly get a chance to sit down in the sand.
The children are in there playing, they're trying to play with
them. Because there are so many kids. in your camp?
We have more children than we have people.
How many members do you have? I mean, family groups and all included, individuals.
Oh, I would estimate approximately 200 at the moment that are members, and many times as many new visitors. After all, we're new.
Mm-hmm. Just 2 years old. And actually, you've had, out of the 2 years, which is a pretty good running time to start off, and many critical decisions have to be made in building up the camp, you've had no trouble at all.
Absolutely no trouble. Everyone who has come to us has been the finest people we have ever met.
How do the local police feel about you?
The state police come frequently to ask us if we have any trouble with peeping Toms or trespassers, but we don't. Evidently, people are of more mature minds now, and they don't trespass, they don't climb up on our hills to peek in. We've had no trouble. In fact, we have a camp newspaper, and there's at least 15 or 20 local merchants who advertise in our camp newspaper.
Oh, wonderful.
And not only that, our local grocer in Roselawn will start in approximately 1 week to build a restaurant building on our property, which he will operate, and have a restaurant and grocery store right in our camp.
Now, when you leave the camp, one of your members, you have to put clothes on, don't you?
Oh, of course.
Outside the camp, you would be illegal, wouldn't you?
Definitely.
That's right.
Well, I established our legality before buying the property, and the county commissioners told me all I have to worry about is that no one can see our people without clothes on from a public way. As long as they would have to climb up on our hills or climb our fence, then they're trespassing, and that they would be in the wrong. Mm-hmm. But as long as it's in our own property and secluded from the public view, we are completely legal.
Mm-hmm. I think it would be most interesting to find out the kind of people, different types of people who come and join your nudist camp, and we'll ask about that after this news.